Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Hope day.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
How did your, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, wait a minute.
What's the matter? You look perfect.
My camera only has Nicole on it, which is, she's fantastic, but I kind of need to see the rest of you.
Hybrid. I like to see, I love that we can see each other. It's so nice.
Good morning.
It's nice. I mean, we're not really seeing each other, but it is nice.
No, it's
the camera's
not. It's not real. You know.
It's been a year since I've seen you. You know that?
Well, I mean, because we see each other every day, it's not as bad as it would be. Imagine if we were voice only. It would just be...
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen Jane in a year or whatever it is.
Well, right. I mean, by the time this is over, it will have been well over a year.
Right. And even then, I don't...
We won't even recognize each other.
Where would we meet her if
I know.
Like, there's not even a building.
Let's go. We have no home.
Things are so weird. It is really, really weird.
Oh, my God. So weird.
Anyway, how was the Johnny Mosley pod? Did it go great?
Oh, it was. Boy, he had a Thanksgiving.
Yeah, he did.
Like, when you think, oh, things are tough at my house.
Oh, it things was, didn't go well, is what you're
no.
saying?
No. Beyond, they went beyond not well.
And wow, I'm surprised.
Whole,
I would
there was poop involved. I mean, I'd just leave it at that. It was just awful. Like, I actually sort of like broke a cold sweat while he was telling the story. Like, I would have been loading the car and in the driveway honking halfway through what he went through. I'm like, just get in the car. We're leaving. Just somebody light that house on fire. We're leaving.
Why do I think that all Olympic gold medalists have a candy red button on their belt that they hit and a whole crew of Secret Service run in and fix whatever's wrong? Like,
how can things go wrong? Oh, my God. They didn't just go wrong. Like, you know, well, there's just so much to the story. But anyway, so he tells this whole story and I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, I mean... It was awful.
So he pooped himself.
No. The house basically pooped itself. It was,
but not just
from one place, you know, like from all the places that it wasn't good.
I don't know how that
Anyway,
happens.
It was, I will say this, it made me feel like, all right, everything's okay over here. Like that. So I wanted to call his wife and I'm so sorry about your Thanksgiving.
She pooped herself.
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
No.
I'm so sorry.
I just felt so bad. Anyway, when are you putting that up, Brittany? So people can
Up within an hour.
All right. Cool. Mm-hmm. So, and he's got his weekly workout where, you know, the funniest part about Johnny's weekly workouts is we put them up on the Johnny Mosley Pod Instagram. He has to talk through them. He's showing you what he's doing and they're, you know, whatever they are, 3 minutes long. He's doing this one. He's
this one's good.
A killer.
It's legit. That means it's working. If it wins him, then you know it's going to win you, and that's what you want to see when you go and get a workout. You,
like the normal person has to hit the red escape button on their belt. Yeah.
Get me out of here.
Like, get me out of here, man.
Where's my Secret Service team?
Oh, my God. He, like, thinks up his own exercise. He goes, I've never seen this one. I think I thought this one up. I'm like, all right, let's see it.
Good for him. I'm glad to hear that's going well. That's nice. I'm glad you guys are having fun, too.
It is fun. It's good. It's it's a long day. But it was, I think it was, like, maybe 12:30 or something. We're done with everything. And my son walks in. I'm like, well, I've done my 8 hours. What are you doing?
And
he was like, I'm still working.
Oh.
Yeah, the other one didn't
this is
wake
Berkeley.
Up till 4. Yeah, Berkeley. Berkeley actually has a full day, you know.
Right.
But it doesn't start at 4 a.m. like ours does.
And then, right, is what?
Sleeping until 4 or so. We
4
actually
p.m.
Have, we're doing a family bike ride today, which I already sent out the mandate for.
You have to send that to the people within your walls.
Well, because I need him to know that he has to be up. I said, meet me in the workshop area at 3:45. Jackets required. It's going to be cold. You know, I want to make sure it happens, Vin. I'm convinced that not only would Christmas not happen if I didn't make it happen, but our family bike ride certainly wouldn't happen. You know.
It's interesting. I clicked on a friend's Instagram post And it's Jim Carrey, of all people, who's known to have some mental health issues of his own.
Yes.
But it's interesting. He says, you know, this is a quote of his. I just re-clicked on it. I believe depression is legitimate, but I also believe if you don't exercise, eat nutritious food, get sunlight, consume positive material, and surround yourself with support, then you aren't giving yourself a chance. And there's like, yeah, right. You got to get on a bike and get some fresh air, dude.
You got to get out of that dark cave you live in. Like, even
and
when
while
you,
he
when
may be like,
there.
I'm fine. Well, I don't have any. These are the kinds of things that can get away from you, dude. You got to go outside and breathe fresh air.
You got to get outside. Well, and listen, it's easy to sit in the darkness these days. There's,
right.
You know, if your family doesn't intervene, no one will. No one sees
you. That's the point of that post, I'm sure, is, you know, hey, while you're at it, have something healthy to eat and take a walk.
Go get out of the house. I know it's incredibly important, and it's funny because sometimes you don't realize how down you are until you get on top of it a little bit. Like until you do something that you're like, "Wow, holy crap, I haven't felt this good for a while," or you know. And so it's, you know, as his mom, I'm trying to
that crust can pile up. Sneak up on you and
it
pile
can.
Up. So you got to definitely do that. I know that yesterday we went Christmas tree.
Did you chop your own?
Yeah. It's just such a...
That's so nice.
You know, a couple times over the last couple days, I've had moments where I'm like, this is so awesome, this family thing. And then a couple other times I've had this like, how does anybody survive this family stuff?
Get me out of here!
I don't know how anybody makes it. It's just absolutely overwhelming, and I'm barely treading water.
Right.
So it's very strange. But anyway, yes, we went out to... We're in the car. The first thing that happens is Mom suddenly starts to get car sick. Oh, God.
Was she looking at her phone or something?
Just trying to do five things at once. You know, the kids are in the back. Well, someone needs an applesauce and another one. You know, it's just that. It's the same thing that you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God.
I dropped my water. Now the water's rolling around on the floor instead of in their little cuppy thing.
And someone's going to do gymnastics to get to it.
Anyway, so Mom's sick and the kids are asking questions and she's going... Guys, I just need a minute. Mom's going to barf. Hold on. And I'm
Dad.
My God, we're not
even
on
the road. Is it your
driving?
It's your driving.
No, we're in a... So we're on 17.
Yeah.
In the Santa Cruz Mountains, there are a bunch of fresh tree farms. So
you go in, you pick a tree, you drag it, you cut it down,
they
and you
give
drag
you,
it out.
If you don't have your own saw, they'll give you one. But you've got to cut it, drag it down there, put it on your car yourself... And drive away with it.
The whole thing.
And we've done this now a few times. And the first time, of course, all this dad stuff I'm learning, you know, as we go. So the first time, the tree's almost falling off the roof of the car. And we're, you know, driving 2 miles per hour now because dad didn't do a good job tying it. Like, Jesus, well, what do you got to do? Well, you got to tie it better is what you got to do. So...
They don't help you tie it on?
No. This is all, you know.
Do you sign like a waiver or something when you go in there? Like you're responsible for cutting off your own foot. And if your tree falls off on the highway, that's on you.
These signed things, I'm dealing with another one right now. You just go, of course they don't make you sign something. But I'm sure they tell you, the purchase is an agreement. I don't know. You know how that goes. Anyway, we got the tree. We're walking around the farm. And actually, what happened was we have our favorite place, and they were closed. It's a weekday, midday. Mm. And we're like, oh, no, I guess we should have checked. Huh.
Yeah. Well, you'd
think, frankly,
you know, that it would be open right now of all times.
Yeah, you would. But I don't know. You know, maybe business is so slow that they're like, we don't need to be open on Tuesday. At noon or 1. Anyway... What it comes down to is we were able to get our tree and all that, but you get out even in the middle of nowhere. And I said this the other day when I was parked out to surf all by myself in the middle of nowhere and some guy pulls right up next to me and I'm just like, I don't know why I'm so tripped out by this pandemic. I guess because I don't want to get sick. But there we are in the middle of nowhere around the trees. And I hear voices and I'm like, all right, everybody stop. Let me figure out where those voices are coming from so I know where we need to go. It's just so stupid.
We need to turn the other direction.
It's absolutely the way that it was. I'm sitting there going, hold on. Okay, they're over there. Let's go this way.
And you probably can't keep a mask on that two-year-old. She doesn't...
No, not at all.
She won't wear one, huh?
No, not at all.
And the seven-year-old is a yes, right?
Yeah, she'll wear it, and we all had them. But we were also out in the middle of nowhere, so we were just trying to keep our space.
Right.
And we found a tree, and I chopped it down and tied it properly, and we, you know...
What do you use for a saw? Their saw, or do you bring a saw?
I have a saw.
And so, what kind of saw are we talking about? Like just one of those, just a regular old...
Just a little... Yeah, it's a hand saw, but it's really, I don't know.
Like a fold-away hand saw?
It's not a fold-away like you'd use for camping, but it's very similar.
So it's a small saw, it's dad's saw handle.
Right. I got it for this reason, and it works great. It takes, you know, I don't know, 15 to 30, you know, pushes on the thing and you fall
the
tree.
Soft pine thing. Assume you have some nice gloves. So you don't
I
get
do
sap
have some nice gloves.
You.
And
nice.
I got it up on the van.
Mm.
And we drove away and paid our $70 or whatever it cost.
How tall of a tree did you get?
You know what? To be honest, the trees didn't look that great.
Oh.
Like it's tall, but it's not filled out the way you want it to be.
Mm. Well, you'll have to put lots of ornaments on there. Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
You know, whatever. We were on a mission. You know, mom's practically, you know, Ralphing out the window and the kids are, I'm like, we're coming home with a tree. We're not doing this a second time.
No, this is the day. It's happening now.
It's on.
For sure.
So the tree is now up. We just have tonight, I should say, we'll decorate it.
That'll be
fun. Put on the Christmas music.
Oh my God. That is actually, it's a warm, fuzzy thing. I think we're getting our tree this weekend.
Here's what it looks like. Actually, I just realized I have a picture of.
Oh, are you going to post it on Instagram?
No, I don't need to do that.
You
do
should
I?
Put it. Sure.
Why would I?
Isn't that what we have Instagram for? Put up the pictures of the crap we do? I don't even know what we have it for if we don't put that up there.
That's the two girls. Sorry. That's the two girls watching me. I'm dressed in black, not the best.
That's a nice looking tree.
It's fine. It's absolutely fine.
It's so sad to like, I mean, I know it's not sad and they grow those trees specifically for that, but I'm
looking at this
forest of trees. I'm like, oh, and it gets cut down. Like, is that it? They yank that root ball out after that and plant
no,
a new tree,
actually,
or?
They specifically tell you where they want you to cut so the tree can just grow right out of itself.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't realize
that.
What does
that mean? It just grows back?
It grows right back out of itself. Yep.
Wow.
Which I'm surprised by, but that's the way they do it. So.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they want you to cut in a certain place, leave this much stuff below it, and it'll come back.
Oh, it's
got to
have like a... Oh, my God. I had no idea. No idea.
Yep. So, anyway, we did that, and that was pretty fun. And then we delivered some poop to a test place.
Oh.
Always...
Isla, you had to do a little Isla collection?
Yeah, she relapsed, so we don't know what's going on.
No.
But we had to get that over to the doctors to see.
Well, that sucks. I'm sorry.
Tests. Well, that's part of the deal, dude.
Do you have any idea if it was something that she ate or?
That's exactly what we're.
Bummer.
Her mom keeps a journal of everything that's been put in her mouth since this problem started.
A year ago.
So when we first notice something in the toilet, like mom rips the diary and starts going, what did we feed her that could have? So it's just a whole backstory, whatever.
Oh, that sounds like a joy.
Well, what's weird is that the relapse happened 1 year exactly from when it began.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird. Has she been tested for every allergy and everything?
We've tried a lot of that different stuff, and we have these hopes that it's a parasite, but we still haven't finished because of the pandemic.
Right.
We just never went back, and because we were having success with food, we just went, we're good.
Right.
Well, everybody hold still.
Nobody wants to go any place these days, and especially, I mean, to a medical facility. I just told you
we were out in the woods, and I'm like, I hear something. Everybody,
I hear other humans. Run for it.
You know, and there's nice people out there. There's no doubt that everybody, you know, was probably very friendly, and yet there's a pandemic. Damn.
Sure. Exactly.
I don't like it, but it's what's going on.
That is, in fact, what's happening.
So, and you guys will go ride your bikes, and I'm sure you'll deal with the same thing. You find yourself in a heavily populated area, and you go, let's keep moving.
Well, it is kind of funny how crowded, you know, the bike path is, it's been there forever. We've used it forever. And now it's like a traffic jam on there sometimes.
It's like, where did all these people come from?
There's, yeah. You know, people walking, there's people on bikes, there's people pushing baby carriages, people running. Like, it's just, you know, and yeah. It's a narrow little thing. It's a two-way, it's a nice bike path, and it's divided, you know, so there's... And there's sort of off the side bits that are dirt where I guess people can run if they want to run, don't want to run on pavement. So it's nice, but it's just so like to pass someone. And then there's bikers who are like the serious bikers who are going, right. They're going way too fast, in my opinion, for such a crowded thing. And they are weaving through people. And I'm like, you know, anytime you want to move to the left to pass someone, you know, you're having a look over your...
You got
to
check, yeah.
Yeah, because they're coming whizzing by. And then there's these little narrow bridges that go over these, you know, because it's so kind of in the marshlands. So it's very...
Sounds really cool, though.
Yeah, it does.
It is. It's a really cool and really long, too. Like, you can go one way and never reach the end of it. It's incredible. Like, I've never gone all the way. The other one just goes into... The other way goes into Sausalito. But we're going to go... We're going to order pizza from this place we like, and we're going to ride down there and have a beer when we get there because they have this huge outdoor area and fire pits. So we're going to have a beer. And then
Fire pits?
Yeah, they have fire. Well, you have to. It's freezing now. So we'll sit at the fire pit and have a beer, and one of us will have a Coke. And then we'll wait for our pizzas and we'll load them up on the bikes and ride home. It's been really fun. We've done it a few times and so it's exciting.
That boy's still sporting his Jim Morrison in London look.
Dude, it's unbelievable.
Is he?
He's the grungiest looking dude. You know, all he needs is a flannel and he's Dave Grohl, you know.
So he's got a big beard at the moment.
He doesn't have a beard. He doesn't have a beard now.
Oh, okay.
He shaved it off a couple weeks ago.
But
his hair is just, it's down to the middle of his back. I mean, it looks like your hair when I first met you.
Right.
Just like kind of tight to his head and then just sort of flows outward like it's thick and curly, you know. He's luscious, you know, gorgeous locks.
Yeah, I had actually really nice hair.
He hates putting that helmet on, man. It bums him out. So he's like, oh, you never had it. I'm like, who cares?
You never leave your room, kid.
I know, right?
Oh, my friends will see me on Zoom.
Or whatever the hell thing he's on.
Yeah.
But we got them electric bikes for Christmas because they used to always have to wear
these.
I know. That's the thing that they got for Christmas, and they're already here. So we put together the newest bike because one person would always have to ride an acoustic bike. Everyone's riding electric bikes except for one person.
Funny.
So we would switch off because it sucks riding the acoustic bike. Like, it's actual work.
Uh-huh.
So everyone would take their turn on it and we'd be, you know, playing swap the bike. So I've been wanting to get, it's more like a moped because it has like a kind of a motorcycle seat on it. And I'm like, oh, that looks great. It's a pedal bike and everything, but it has a little throttle it's got a whole thing. But I'm thinking bike the whole time. So it comes, and yesterday John and I...
Oh, this is what you ordered, the sort of moped bike.
Well, we ordered it for, because he's going to use it to commute when he someday gets a job, which is happening. bring the COVID into the house.
This is actually the boy won't get a license, so this is how he will drive around.
This is how mom and dad have solved the problem. But secretly, I totally want this bike because I think it's a bike. And then it shows up and we're putting it together. I'm like, this is a motorcycle. Like this thing is, it doesn't go fast. It goes, I think the max speed is 30 miles an hour.
Mm, that's still pretty fast.
It's fast for a bike because it's a bike, but it has these kind of fat tires and it's really heavy.
It sounds like a moped.
It is a moped. It's absolutely a moped, but it feels even more like mopeds still feel like bikes to me. This one is like, it has mirrors that come up and directionals, you know, it has blinkers, has a motorcycle seat, so it's really comfortable, you know, you sit on it like a saddle. It's so nice.
I don't know why I'm thinking the name is Peugeot, but there used to be mopeds that had pedals, and yet they really were just like really low-powered motorcycles.
So you'd pedal the thing,
yeah, but you never actually ride it like a bike. You'd pedal it to get it sort of started and going, and you could pedal your way if the engine broke, but you didn't. They were mopeds.
You can definitely ride it like an electric bike. It has the push off, you know, as you're pedaling, you're powering
it. Spring, right.
Yes, but what's nice about it is if you're sitting at a light, because that can be tough, especially if you were in like seventh gear, you know, it's hard to get that thing going again because you have to get it down to like second gear. You can use the throttle, and it actually has, show him a picture of it. It's a juiced Hyper Scorpion.
Scorpion, huh? That sounds really neat, sexy, doesn't it?
Does sound
yeah,
pretty cool.
They're really cool. So I rode it yesterday for a little while, and it's almost scary. There it is. It's there on the right.
Zoom in real quick.
It's got these fat tires and.
Obviously there's an electric. It's not gas, right? There's no gas.
Nope, it's electric. 75 mile range.
It looks very much like those old Peugeot.
But look
mopeds.
Look at the headlight on it. I mean, it's too much. So I'm thinking we're gonna try it tonight, and we're gonna, you know, I just don't know how that's gonna look on a bike path. It looks like a motorcycle compared to other.
Well,
bikes.
You know what? It may not be. Good for the bike ride, but that thing is kick ass. You need to not get rid of that.
Oh, we're not. We can't get. What are we gonna do? You know, take it apart, pack it back piece by piece into the. I mean,
wait. So that came in a box?
It came unassembled. You have to put it together. It took hours to put it all together. Look at how it's so freaking cool. Look at that thing. That's the exact one we have. It's black. It's really cool.
That is badass.
Well, let's hope he likes it. He hasn't ridden it yet. He's riding it today. We finally got it together last night at like, I don't know, we were done at 4:30 with the last vestiges of daylight, and I rode it around in our little neighborhood, and it's so comfortable.
Yeah, that's great.
But it's scary. It's like scary fast.
And he doesn't need insurance for it, right?
You know, he doesn't need anything for it.
Nice. Yeah, he's got a helmet. You got to wear a helmet, right?
Yes, of course, a helmet and, you know, that kind of thing.
Damn, man.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Look at you guys go.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Kid, it's like John goes, he's too afraid to drive a car, but we're gonna put him on that, huh? I'm like, yes, that's what's happening.
What's weird though, that like I see what you're saying, and motorcycles, as someone who I had a motorcycle as my only mode of transportation, and they're super dangerous, and yet other places, and I imagine you're more well traveled than me and Bryn as well, in Europe everybody rides those things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yep. It's pretty normal to see.
They have an incredible setup for bikes and I haven't been everywhere, but in Amsterdam, it was like, there is more precedence given to the bike riders, and there are thousands of them on every street.
Right.
And it's harder to drive a car through that city than it is just to ride your bike through these huge bike lanes. It's great.
But from what I understand, it's you could easily see somebody's mom on a moped anywhere around there cruising as a mode of transport.
That's how you get anywhere, right?
Right. So I think he'll do okay. He'll be fine.
I have very high hopes for it, Vinny, and today will be the test. At 3:45, we're meeting in the workshop area to get on our bikes and get ready to go.
Oh, that's exciting.
I know. It is kind of
very
exciting.
Very fun.
Right.
So, all right, we're super late.
Oh, boy. Sorry. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Allison Morris Show will be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.